Hello, my friends. This is Renewing Hope Ministries, Pastor D.A. Brooks, and today is July 23rd, 2022. And this is going to be part two on doctrine. We left off with doing part of the value of the doctrine. So now I want to finish that up a little bit and go into sound doctrine and false doctrine. And is all doctrine good? So to try to finish up on the value, the value of doctrine. And we're talking about God's doctrine here. And we're talking about understanding doctrine. And doctrine, as we said before, previously, is doctrine basically means teaching or instruction. And so there's many doctrines out there. But we want God's doctrine and how is it important to us and the doctrine that came from God. So continuing with part two, doctrine enables us to witness to others, because how are we going to witness about something we don't know about? You got to know about God's doctrine, right? Mm-hmm. And if we read Titus 1:9, it says, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught. So you got to be taught what God's doctrine is, to be able to be a witness of the doctrine of God. Okay, so holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Praise God. Now, you have to know that you're being taught sound doctrine. And the Bible expressly lets us know what sound doctrine is, what good doctrine is, the value, and know the difference between false doctrine. So the value, it brings one into the knowledge of the things of God. What does God say? How did God set things in motion for us? What are the commandments of God? Different scriptures point out what God requires of us, what God requires of mankind. God has a structure for us. And there are commandments, rules, regulations, stipulations, how we ought to walk, how we ought to behave. Those are instructions. And he teaches us through his word. He sent the Holy Ghost to teach, lead, and guide us. And that's how we know the value. And Jesus taught his disciples, and he taught in parables, and he gave them his doctrine. Praise God. Let's go to Mark 4:2. And see what the Bible says about that. Mark 4, chapter 2. Give me a second here. Mark chapter 4, verse 2. Sorry about that. Praise God. And we're going to go to the King James Version. Because of what I'm used to. And it says, and he taught them many things by parables and said unto them his doctrine. And so if you read that full chapter, Jesus taught by the seaside. So he's giving them instructions. And he's doing it in parables. Parables is to help you understand. It's easier to understand the point, the instruction that the Lord is trying to get across. And he used sowing a seed. used, as it were, I mean, you could say like a farmer is planting seeds. Or, yeah, and how some fell by the wayside. Some the fowls came and ate it up. Some fell on stony ground. Some were scorched by the sun. Some fell among thorns. And then some fell on good ground. And the good ground, it brought forth fruit that sprang up, increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. That's the harvest. And so the Lord, if you read that whole chapter, Jesus will break it down further down into the chapter so that you can understand exactly what point he's trying to get across. And thus his doctrine, we won't get into the entire chapter, but you can read it on your own. But we're being brought into the knowledge. That's that teaching, that instruction. And that's the value of it, because we'll get to know what it means, what the significance of it is. And it equips the saints of God, for Christian service. You will be able to witness. You will be able to teach as Jesus taught his disciples. Then we can pass that along and teach others and show them what is the value in doctrine, in God's doctrine. And all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now that's in 2 Timothy 3:17, and that's the value, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There's value in knowing and understanding the doctrine of God. Now let's move along to, is all doctrine good? The Bible lets us know there's false doctrine out there. Many's going to come and deny the faith and say that it's not true. It's not good. And the doctor and the Bible lets us know that there be many that come with false teaching. And in 1 Timothy 1:10, it says, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, you have to stay away from it. Don't accept it, because the time will come, and we already know that the time is now, that many don't want to hear sound doctrine. They don't want to hear the doctrine of God. They don't want to hear the value. They don't want to hear the goodness of God, the mercy of God. They don't want to accept that God's doctrine is sound, is truth, it's good, and it's the way we should go, is what we should listen to. And also, Paul was teaching in his epistles to the different churches that false doctrine has come into the midst. That means it's contrary, going against what you've already been taught, what you've already have heard. The instructions have already been given, and now some is coming in to go against it, and we find that happening today in our life. There's false doctrines. There's people who are trying to deceive you, trying to pretend. Well, hypocrites, you know, want to say they are of Christ when they don't even follow his teaching. There's false prophets that are among us, that are among the people of God. So we got to be careful and line up with the Word of God. If you believe the Bible, then just believe the Bible, because that's how we're going to know. In 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. And how are you going to try the spirits? By the Word of God. You know, some people say the Bible says try the spirit by the spirit. Well, those words aren't in there. It says try the spirits whether they are of God. Because they're spirits. So if you're going to try the spirit by the spirit, what spirit are you trying the spirit by? What spirit is trying what spirit? Because you know There is a difference. But you got to know how to try the spirits. You got to try the spirits by the word of God. If it does not line up with the word of God, then it's false doctrine. If it does not line up with God said, his teaching and his instruction, it's false doctrine. So, I mean, I understand what many are trying to say, but they kind of quoted it. I don't want to say it used the word wrong, but they use different words instead of just quoting it as it says. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. You have to know the doctrine of God to try the spirits. You have to try the spirits by the word of God, by the doctrine of God, by the teaching of God. That's how you're going to know that they're false. And then, you know, you can read the whole chapter. It's very enlightening. So, and we know that the origin of false doctrine, it came from Satan, right? He beguiled Eve in the garden. He came with something different, contrary, against what God had already instructed them to do or not to do. And because they followed him, that brought sin into the world. So we have to try the spirit by the word of God to see whether it is false. See if it's going against God's doctrine. And people are teaching false doctrines. So you have to know. You have to know God's will. You have to know his instruction. And the church has always been attacked because the enemy fights against God. That's how it started. So you know he's going to attack the people of God. Yes. He's going to attack. And people have come, and many doctors have come and say that Jesus was not the Son of God, but he was just a prophet, you know, just a great teacher. And it doesn't line up with the word of God. And so if you read in the first two epistles of John and also Jude, they denounce the doctrine of false teachers. And we know all sorts of false teaching, they are still in existence today. And so you have to go into God's word and listen to what God is telling you. He tells us through his word, don't let no man deceive you. Don't let no man take you off course. Be careful. Be aware. The only way you can be aware is by knowing God's word, because you can be led away, giving your ear to deceivers and then being deceived. Don't be carried away by every wind and doctrine, the Bible says. And don't believe every spirit. Try the spirit by God's word. Try the spirit to see whether they are of God. Praise God. And then you can determine if a doctrine is right or wrong. How can you do that? Well, we keep going over it and over it again. You have to go to God in prayer. You have to study God's word to know what he says. You have to know it for yourself. You have to get in tune with God, have that relationship, that fellowship. And he's going to give you personally the confirmation that his word is right and true, because you have to first acknowledge God and believe that he is God, and then know, and then study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. So that is basically the second half, the part two, I should say, of doctrine. And when you really get to getting into it for yourself, really get to stay in it. When someone comes with anything other than what you have learned, what God has given you, what has been taught by the Word of God, and the instructions that Jesus gave, you'll know that it's false. You won't be carried away. You don't have to beat anybody up over the head about it. But you can not accept anything. You don't have to fall for anything. Just believe God's word, just what he said. And if you don't understand God's word, God has teachers. Well, he gave us the Holy Ghost. He teaches us, leads us, and guides us into all truth. That's why you got to be in God's word, to know it for yourself. Praise God. So I want to exhort you to dig deep in his word. Don't think that you can get it just out of your head or your thoughts. Because God said, your ways are not my ways. Neither are your thoughts my thoughts. So how are we going to know? We have to get and see what God thinks, what God said. What did he give us? He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So let God direct your path today. And I thank God that he has given us just what we need. Given us salvation, instruction, correction, reproof, exhortation. And we have to seek God and ask him for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, that we may be a witness, that we can understand the doctrine of God and be that witness for Christ. So we won't lead anyone falsely. We won't lead anyone in the wrong direction. Praise God. So be careful. Watch as well as pray that you don't even enter into temptation. Give God the praise and the glory. Praise God. And I want to say thank you for listening to this podcast. I appreciate you. Thank God for you. I'm praying for you, and I hope that you are praying for me, as the older saints used to tell us. And if you, anyone that knows a word of prayer, anyone that can get a prayer through, please pray for me. And remember, in all thy getting, get an understanding. Be sure to keep God first in everything you do and say. Be blessed, my friends.